Today's gospel passage is a very powerful gospel passage about Jesus, who is our Redeemer, our Savior, and the fact that he does that, he redeems us by being the suffering servant. He goes to the cross to die for us for the salvation of the world. Church has been leading up to this weekend in a very powerful way. During the weekdays of this week, we've had some very powerful, hard-hitting gospel passages where Jesus has been talking about having our heart oriented on the things of God, and in doing so, becoming a witness against the difficulties of this world. Jesus spoke to his disciples earlier this week about the Beatitudes. Blessed are you when you are poor in spirit. Blessed are you when you are persecuted. Blessed are you when you hunger and thirst for righteousness. All of these things that in the eyes of the world are kind of pointless and are to be avoided, but in the eyes of God, these places of suffering actually become places of union with God, where the heart's purified and resting in the eternal realities to come. Jesus also challenged his apostles this week, his disciples, around love your enemies, do good to those who hurt you. Do not judge, lest you as well be judged. Forgive. If someone borrows something for you, don't expect it in return. Jesus has been preaching to the disciples in a very difficult way about not being attached to this world, being attached to the things of God, and in these places of suffering, becoming true witnesses of the gospel. On Friday, we had the feast of the exaltation of the cross, where we actually, as a church, in our heart, give thanks for the very symbol of salvation, the cross, which was meant as a symbol of death, an instrument of death, of suffering, but which Christ and which God, through his eternal plan of salvation, uses to redeem us through Christ's suffering. Yesterday, on Saturday, we had the feast of Our Lady of Sorrow, commemorating Mary, who's at the foot of the cross, uniting her own suffering as a mother, watching her son die with Christ's own suffering. And with expectant hope, expectant faith, anticipating the resurrection that is to come 3 days later. And our calling to be with her at the foot of the cross, to unite our suffering with our Lord Jesus, that our life might be transformed, our life might be redeemed. Our life might rest in the hope that we have in eternal life if we but have faith in Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, who suffers on our behalf. Today's gospel passage wraps up all of these things this week with this story about Jesus having to go to Jerusalem to die. We hear it from Jesus' own lips. He says that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and rise after 3 days. He must suffer greatly, be rejected, be killed. Very difficult thing to hear. And of course, we hear Peter's response. Peter pulls him aside and rebukes Jesus, basically says, "Surely you will not die. I'll make sure that won't happen." Interesting today, before Jesus even brings up the question of suffering, what's the first thing he does? He asks the relationship question. Before he gets to the tough part, he asks the relationship question. So he's walking with his disciples. Who do people say that I am? Some say Isaiah, some say Elijah, some say John the Baptist, rise from the dead. But who do you say that I am? And Peter has the right answer, of course. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Then Jesus goes on to talk about suffering, the fact that he must die. In our life of suffering, Jesus can't transform the suffering of our life until first he establishes a relationship with us, until first we allow him to have a relationship with us. It's interesting, Jesus' first questions to the disciples is kind of asking them, so where are we at? You know, where are we at? Who do you really say that I am? Where's this relationship really going? once he hears the truth that they believe that he is the Savior of the world, then he can challenge them with the truth of their calling as disciples, the truth of who he is as the suffering servant. Jesus is very wise in doing this, because in our life, the place of suffering in our life that we bear, our own crosses, the fact that we have to unite those crosses to Jesus for our redemption as well, oftentimes is so dependent on our relationship with the Lord. If we lack relationship with him, if we lack a deep faith that proclaims him as the Messiah, the Son of the living God, when we experience those sufferings in our life, we, like Peter today, deny the suffering. Surely, Jesus, you will not suffer. Jesus, I can't go through this. Jesus, I don't believe you're with me. Where are you? And oftentimes, Jesus is sitting there saying, I'm right here. I'm right here with you, carrying this cross with you. But you don't know that because you haven't opened your heart to me in relationship. So the suffering you're going through does feel pointless, does feel like a burden, does feel just empty. Come to me, know me. Who do you say that I am? And in knowing me, then I can carry your cross with you. Then I can bestow upon you the hope that comes in knowing that I've suffered for your sake, and your suffering is a place of union with me that transforms your life, orients your heart to my God and my Father, who is a merciful, loving Father, a loving judge. So come to me in your personal prayer. Come to me in the sacraments. Be willing to engage with me in your suffering instead of remaining in the places of darkness that we so often remain in when we suffer. I don't know if you've ever experienced this. I do it a lot sometimes. You know, in the heaviness of all the things that I carry as a priest sometimes, the suffering that I'm called to bear, it can be a place of isolation sometimes, where it's a burden I have to carry alone, or a place where I start to doubt that God is with me and with God's people. Where are you, Lord? Where have you been? Also a place sometimes of self-pity. I just remain in the heaviness of the suffering instead of offering it to Jesus, instead of engaging with it with Jesus. Difficult places that we all go to sometimes in our suffering, places of hopelessness and despair, instead of uniting it to Jesus. So Peter comes before Jesus today and says, you know, wow, Jesus, you really want to go and die? You know, that might mean we might die as well. I don't know if I can do that, Jesus. You know, I just want the prosperity gospel. You know, I just want to live in the prosperity of being your disciple and walking around and seeing the miracles that you do. I don't want the suffering. I can't do this death thing that you're talking about. Just give me the prosperity gospel. Jesus today directly challenges that in our life. He's been doing it all week, saying, if you truly have faith in me, you will suffer with me. And not because I bestow that suffering on you, not because I'm doing this to you. Suffering is not a product of God. You know, it's a product of our sin. Jesus is always saying, I want to redeem you from that suffering, restore you. So let go of the prosperity gospel, the fact that you're thinking that if I just follow Jesus, everything's going to be fine and dandy. I'm going to have no suffering, no pain in my life. No. That suffering is the place of union with the Lord Jesus, who's the suffering servant who dies on our behalf. And also, don't remain in the suffering, but focus your eyes on the goal of eternal life that I've come to redeem you for, the goal of eternal life that I've created you for, that I've sanctified your life through my son Jesus. I had a coach growing up, great athletic coach. He used to always talk about, don't focus on what you're going through, focus on what you're going to. So in the midst of training for sports or in the midst of an event like a marathon, it's very easy to get focused on what you're going through. The suffering, the exhausted muscles, the fact that you can barely catch your breath, all of the difficult training and good eating you have to go through to do well at a sport. It's very easy to get caught in what you're going through, the suffering, instead of what you're going to, the goal of that first place on the podium, the goal of doing the best you can in the sport that you're doing. Don't focus on what you're going through, but what you're going to. And that's what Jesus challenges us today, and Peter. Okay? Don't focus on the suffering of this world, the suffering that I myself am going to walk through on your behalf out of love for the world. Focus on where we're going to, eternal life, which gives us hope in the midst of our suffering, which gives us peace that God is with us, that we're not alone. Focus on where you're going to. As we focus on where we're going to as well, knowing that as we focus there, God redeems us. It's interesting, on the cross, this kind of dichotomy of different ways to approach suffering is presented to us by the two thieves that are crucified on either side of Jesus. We have the one thief who kind of is focused on his suffering that he's going through, kind of the prosperity gospel. I just want to be freed from this suffering. He says, Jesus, if you're truly the man you say you are, save yourself and us as well. So just get rid of this suffering. Just get rid of this pain that I'm going through. There's no real faith. There's no real trust. Just free me from this suffering. But then we look at the other thief, the good thief, who ends up being redeemed. He looks to Jesus and says, stop accusing this man. This man is a holy man of God. We deserve what is coming to us. But Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. That thief has his eyes focused on where he's going to. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. In our life, in our suffering, how do we approach suffering? Lord, just liberate me, free me from this place of death and suffering. Or, Lord Jesus, help me to have my eyes focused on the paradise that I'm called to live with you forever. And help this suffering be a place of communion where I'm united to the gift of love, which was represented in your own crucifixion. Finally, in our life, the Lord just drawing us to himself, saying, I walk with you in that suffering. Be with me as I redeem the world. Carry your cross with me. The end of the gospel today is very powerful. Take up your cross and follow me. That being part of our walk of salvation. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. In our life, where are we not taking up our cross, uniting it to Jesus? Where are, like the disciples, the apostles, where are we not even there at the foot of the cross? Where have we run away from our cross, even denied Jesus three times like Peter did? Where are we in the midst of our cross, standing as people in the crowd, being bitter and angry, jeering at Jesus, rejecting his cross, instead of taking it upon ourselves? Where are we not standing with Mary and St. John at the foot of the cross, uniting our suffering to the Lord? And in doing so, letting him redeem us, letting him speak to us the truth of who we are as sons and daughters of God, the great gift of our salvation, and the virtues of hope, trust, peace, even in the midst of suffering. We ask for those graces today to take up our cross and to be united to Jesus, who gives himself for our salvation and our life. We ask this through Jesus' name. Amen.